听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Excuse me, how can I get to the nearest supermarket?
It's on Pennings Road. Go past the post office and it's on your left. 'I don't know how you did it, Carl, but the TV works beautifully now. You should get a medal for your work.
It wasn't hard at all. It was much easier than preparing for the test. 'Good morning, madam. What can I do for you?
Well, the sleeves of this jacket are too long. Can you make them shorter?
Let me take a look. Okay.I can do it for $20.
Excuse me, could you tell me what time flight AF-35 gets in?
Well, it's due in at 6:20 p.m., but the announcement said just now that it has a 30-minute delay because of the bad weather.Miss Miller, could you tell me how I can improve this article? I got a B+.
It's quite good, actually. The language use is good and the main points are covered. There's just too much repetition. You could have said everything within 2 pages.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。 听下面一段对话。回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
So, Bill, what do you usually do on the weekend?
I often go to the movies with friends on Friday night. How about you, Sarah?
Well, I love seeing musical plays on Broadway with my friends. Have you been to many?
Not really. I saw one when I moved to New York and another when my parents came to visit, but none ever since.
So, Bill, what do you usually do on the weekend?
I often go to the movies with friends on Friday night. How about you, Sarah?
Well, I love seeing musical plays on Broadway with my friends. Have you been to many?
Not really. I saw one when I moved to New York and another when my parents came to visit, but none ever since.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, Helen Smith speaking.Can I help you?
Hello, this is David. Could I speak to Mike, please?
I'm afraid he's not available at the moment. Would you leave a message?
Yes, I'm calling to cancel a meeting we scheduled for this afternoon.
Okay, let me take this down. Could I have your name again?
Certainly. It's David Stone.
Hello, Helen Smith speaking. Can I help you?
Hello, this is David. Could I speak to Mike, please?
I'm afraid he's not available at the moment. Would you leave a message?
Yes, I'm calling to cancel a meeting we scheduled for this afternoon.
Okay, let me take this down. Could I have your name again?
Certainly. It's David Stone.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Can I help you, sir?
I'd like to buy a camera.
Right. We have ordinary cameras, movie cameras, and video cameras. They are all digital.
Well, I am thinking of a video camera.
Let's see. How much do you want to spend, sir?
Oh, I'm not really sure. What is the price?
Well, that depends on the model and anything else you want to have with it.
I see.
How about this one? It has one of the new memory sticks and a protective case for filming underwater so you can take it when you go diving.
Does it have autofocus?
No, it doesn't.
That's okay. The underwater filming is important for me, actually. How much is this?
It costs 650 euros.
Oh, that's a bit expensive for me. Have you got anything similar but less expensive?
Well...Here's the sale of the week. It's excellent for the price. Only 470 euros, and it includes... Can I help you, sir?
I'd like to buy a camera.
Right. We have ordinary cameras, movie cameras, and video cameras. They are all digital.
Well, I am thinking of a video camera.
Let's see. How much do you want to spend, sir?
Oh, I'm not really sure. What is the price?
Well, that depends on the model and anything else you want to have with it.
I see.
How about this one? It has one of the new memory sticks and a protective case for filming underwater so you can take it when you go diving.
Does it have autofocus?
No, it doesn't.
That's okay. The underwater filming is important for me, actually. How much is this?
It costs 650 euros.
Oh, that's a bit expensive for me. Have you got anything similar but less expensive?
Well, here's the sale of the week. It's excellent for the price. Only 470 euros, and it includes...
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
A big dog celebrates a big birthday this year. Clifford, the big red dog, first appeared 50 years ago, along with Emily Elizabeth, the little girl who loves him. Today, we have Norman Bridwell to talk with NPR's reporter on his dog's 50th birthday. So, Norman, tell us how it all started.
Well, it was 1962, and I was a struggling, not very successful artist in New York. My wife suggested that I try my hand at painting for children's books. So I did 10 paintings and took them to publishers. I was turned down everywhere, except at one publisher, where a young woman told me I wasn't very good, so if I wanted to paint for a book, I'd need to write one on my own.
So you did.
The woman pointed to a painting I'd done of a little girl with a big red dog, and she said, "Maybe that's a story." And I went home, and over that weekend I wrote the story, Clifford the Big Red Dog, and was shocked when it was accepted for publication, because I'd never written anything before.
I see. How wonderful.
Yes, it was. My wife was also in shock when she did realize it wasn't a dream. But... it was just luck.
But that luck turned into 90 Clifford books that have sold 126 million copies in 13 languages. A big dog celebrates a big birthday this year. Clifford, the big red dog, first appeared 50 years ago, along with Emily Elizabeth, the little girl who loves him. Today, we have Norman Bridwell, to talk with NPR's reporter on his dog's 50th birthday. So, Norman, tell us how it all started.
Well, it was 1962, and I was a struggling, not very successful artist in New York. My wife suggested that I try my hand at painting for children's books. So I did 10 paintings and took them to publishers. I was turned down everywhere, except at one publisher, where a young woman told me I wasn't very good. So, if I wanted to paint for a book, I'd need to write one on my own.
So you did.
The woman pointed to a painting I'd done of a little girl with a big red dog, and she said, "Maybe that's a story." And I went home, and over that weekend I wrote the story, Clifford the Big Red Dog, and was shocked when it was accepted for publication, because I'd never written anything before.
I see. How wonderful.
Yes, it was. My wife was also in shock when she did realize it wasn't a dream. But it was just luck.
But that luck turned into 90 Clifford books that have sold 126 million copies in 13 languages.